Siman Tov and Aleph. Sif Tov Aleph. Okay. Chaviyah Shalcher Rishonosim Hem Shecher Sa'urim. So you have barrels which you put in them beer made out of barley. Mutar Bahagola. They're mutter through either Hagola, which is makes sense. Okay. Now, Mr. Berzin raised, we know you learn a Chumash, Rashi says that there's an idea that Kli Cheres never release anything totally that they absorb. So you can't kasher Kli Cheres. And here you have Kli Cheres, and we're kashering them. So Mr. Ber will address that. There's a new type of kashering which we never discussed before, which is called Eri. Eri is you fill up the container totally for 24 hours, even with cold water, and then you pour that out, and you fill it up again for 24 hours, and the third time for 24 hours, a total of more than 72 hours, because it has to be 24 hours full each time. And that takes out anything which is absorbed in there in these type of situations, and that is sufficient. The way you kasher, the way you do the hagolah, you do the following. You can't take this big keres barrel, put it on the fire. So the idea is you heat up stones, you put them inside of the keres. The RLM is to pour hot water in there, a clearation from a clearation. Then you have to shake it around, that this way the hot water inside, which is being heated now by these hot stones, will touch all of the places of the kli. You clean them out very well, you didn't do any hagolah. So they're going to be mutter, even though this container held beer in it before, which is made out of barley, so it's had mamash chametz in it. If you wash it out well, it's going to be mutter. What's the argument why that's mutter? We'll see in the Mishnah that there's an argument of that will differentiate between yayin and dvash. Chazal had a Kabbalah that shecher going into dvash is not entirely gam, whereas in yayin that's not necessarily so. So we'll see the difference between the two. We're talking about young left for less than 24 hours or not. There's a nice amount of Mishnah Berurah over here. Kuf tezayin, Mishnah Berurah cut this kuf tezayin. Shasubem shecher sa'urim. And it sat there for a period of time, so you definitely have a kavush. So now it's kavush kimavushal. It sat there for more than 24 hours inside of it, so it's equivalent of bishul. So it's like it's been boiled into the walls. Okay. Mutar magala the meaning klicheres enam yetsim in the dap b'liyam. We have a rule that klicheres does not seem to totally expel absorption that it has. So if so, we have a problem. How can you kasher it? I know dafka kishabola yadeha, or if it absorbs through heat, then it cannot release it totally. But certain sagal of hagola, in case where it absorbed with cold, then hagola is sufficient to cause it to expel whatever is there. Fitam zeb. So according to this understanding, I feel a b'chamin with the shamash boy achar hagola eru. So now you're going to kasher it out. You could even use it for hot liquids. I feel who ben yamim biblias a shecher, and also even if it's a ben yamim, because the heter is to be somewhat totally expelled everything which is there. So good. This heter is predicated on the fact that there is an element of nusin tamif gam in conjunction with the liquid which is there. In other words, they are saying that we can't rely on the fact that everything has been expelled. So some of it's still in there. But whatever's in there is not a binyamin anymore. So b'di'evad, we say the majority you got out, the minority which remained is less than time we've got. So that's okay. That's the thought process that the this shita is saying. So, and obviously this will only work if it's not a binyamin anymore. There was less than time we've got, but it's a binyamin. So the minimum amount which remained is binyamin. That's a problem.
Same time.
It was less than 24 hours. It's not less than time left. It's less than time of the shock. Okay. Kuf Yud Ches, Shloshi Yom. Hai no shim, alenu mayim. Fill it up with the water. I feel it's sending even cold water. I'll call Gedeus all the way to the tip. V'yishib b'soich ha'chav dal chos v'tzufim ayos. It has to remain there for 24 hours consecutively or longer. V'chakach yara mimenu es ha'mayim. You pour that water out. You fill it up with new water. Okay. And then that also stays in there for 24 hours, ritzufim consecutively without an interruption. Now it's they're also 24 hours. But the 3 24-hour periods do not have to be back to back. Even if they're spread out over a period of time. Okay. So we know that works. We're saying it works by Kli Cheres. Filim Mizufov Mahani Iri. Even if Kli Cheres has also been lined with pitch, which is a tar-like substance, on the inside. So I thought maybe that Iri doesn't work on that. So this Iri process works. It needs to be Yardea. Fine. If the iser was in the kli heter, 24 hours consecutively, and there's a din of kavush kamavushal, iri doesn't work. The kavul and kavush kamavushal, a mavushal a kli liyamul and how the iri a filu b'sher kelim shenam b'kli cheres. Iri doesn't work. So this wouldn't work either, because it covers its kamavushal, even by other types of items.
This is the only time it's used? Kli cheres? This pouring 3 times?
We do it by glass also. I mean, that's because we crush glass of kli cheres. But the case of the Gemara, the case over there in Yerodeo, was the guy with the Isra of Stam Yenu. So Chazal, the bli of Stam Yenim through, then this din of Mila V'iru, it's called Mila V'iru. So the Shah says it's only by over there. They didn't allow it by other Yisroel.
Okay.
So it means he wouldn't be accepting this din over here. I'm saying you can do it on Yedei Shlomit, Mila V'iru Shlashim. Okay. So how do you do Chavis? The problem, of course, is you can't put the chavis inside of another kli. It's too big to put inside another kli. So how do you kasher it? So you kasher it by putting in hot stones and pouring the hot water over the hot stones. So the mishabura, but tzarich lahoser shulei chavis im hushal eitz. You have to remove the bottom of the chavis if it's a separate piece made out of wood. The gara hate b'yifnim b'chol slokim, and then any place where the bottom fit into the floor of the chavis, so there's potentially cracks there, etc. There's room for things to gather there. So you have to make sure everything is removed from all of that. Gam shemotzi shmorim shemudibokim b'shulei chavis. there's going to be some sediment sitting there. See if there's actual particles of chametz there. So merely hagola or merely beiri is not going to solve your problem. It only addresses bleis. So if there's possible, there's some little pieces of chametz caught in those places. You can't kasha. You have to remove it and clean all that out. Who shall cheres? I'm sorry, so that's talking about a case of a barrel made out of wood. So he said merely works for that also, because it's absorbed through cold. If the cheres is made, if the chavis is made out of cheres, who shall cheres? You have to make an opening in the top. The wood has a detachable bottom. Klicheris was not, there was no detachable bottom, the whole thing was one piece. It was like a big piece of pottery. So you have to make an opening on top, but large enough for him to get inside and scrub everything out. So I'm giving you that this applies both to wood ones and both to cheres ones. The Echredim undertook that we should not rely on this process by ones of wood, because there's always a possibility there's a crack there. Shemotze ben gumus, there's little depressions in that in wood, and therefore. We're afraid that there's some chametz that's going to gather in those spots. Then afterwards, you have trouble. To clean up between the cracks, the crevices between the pieces of the wood of the wooden barrel, it's very hard to get everything out. That's chametz gomer, which is there stuck in between the cracks. They have boards of wood, and each board of wood, in between, there's little small openings. Yeah. By your Rabbi Hashem, I appreciate it. We're in Siman Tov Nun Aleph. We're in Simchat Yud Kuf Yud Tes. We're in the fourth wide line. Okay, well, and the third really wide line. Vayim by Rabba. You have a different source of daf?
You said kuf.
Kuf yud tes.
Yud tes.
You have a different source of daf? You have a
same
source of daf?
Yeah.
Third wide line. Find by your rabbi b'shem aprisha the nishtamish b'chavish al shecher b'leposlu hashulayim manikra hay they've also filled by the abbot. So if a person had a chavis of shecher, emptied out the shecher, didn't open up the bottom to clean out all the actual particles of chametz which are there, and then he used it for something else which he wants to use in Pesach, put some other drink in there, also filled by the abbot. And he did a goal in between. The mahani goal and the mashuban, because since there's particles there, a goal does not take away the properties of those particles that they're going to answer. They're chametz and they're going to answer. Excuse me. Okay, and took out one of the ends. You cleaned out well inside. Mahani Hagola Bidi Evan. So in that case of a situation, we say that Bidi Evan Hagola works. Chen Hiskim Vitali Rab. Chen Hiskim Bechayorim. Chayorim also agrees to this, that he used it without cleaning it out. See, Bidi Evan, it's Osir. If we take up one of the bottoms by Shal Eitz, that would be Bidi Evan would be enough.
Bein Shom Sheherach B'Simen Kuf Chaf Hei B'Zeh. I mean, if you took off one of the bottoms.
We have a barrel. The barrel, the way it's made, is there's boards going around, and there's a circle bottom and a circular top. So that bottom, circular bottom, is either a piece of wood. Can you picture that, Zvi?
Yes.
Yep. So we're afraid that there's little particles of this beer gathering right around where the bottom meets the wall, or in between the boards and the bottom, there might be little pieces of particles of this chametz like a beer. The sediment settled to the bottom, so you have to remove that to clean very well around it.
Remove what?
The bottom. I mean, you want to kasher for Pesach, so you empty out all of the beer, the chametz like a beer, obviously. Then you wash it out, and then you want to kasher it. But before you kasher it, you have to remove the bottom, because this way you can get out all of any actual items of chametz, which any actual particles of chametz which are there. Ein shom sheherach besimen kuf hebeze. The chose bechomesh shal sheherach sharmash ke chometz. It's all talking about the liquid was a chometz, like a liquid. It was so much mamash chometz, beer or something of that, a liquor, etc. A chometz shal made of ash. If it's the what fermented is made of ash. It's like a drink of. What is a made of ash? Chavash al made of ash. Sure, it's made. Water, honeyed water, I guess it is. It means like mead.
Is that mead?
It's mead, yeah.
Mead. It's a deer. Mead or mead?
Yeah, correct. Yes, had the Hagolah over there, we then Hagolah is sufficient. Even though the honey, which you made the meat out of, was cooked in a pot before you put it into this big barrel, it was cooked in a pot, and that pot had been used to cook beer within 24 hours. So the honey absorbed chometz with a flavor which is less than 24 hours old. So the charet nashen tam l'shvach, no. We assume in halacha that the flavor of the beer, of barley beer going into honey is not nashen tam l'fkam. So even though it's in the 24 hours, it doesn't make a difference.
Honey going into the...
No, the flavor of the beer
going into honey.
Into the honey is in nashen tam. The beer puts a bad flavor into the honey. It doesn't give a good flavor. So therefore, it's unless the time. It's always unless the time we've got. Kufchaf. Yes, there it is. He says, so what should you do? You heat up these stones. You put them inside the barrel, and you pour boiling hot water in. And the stones heated up the water as if it's a clear issue. Zakta Mishabur. Kosar Kharam, the Kelim Shahoya Bayayan sort of that had whiskey in it. Mahanilam Klaugal, which is made from wheat, Mamash Chomets. So over there.
Low Mahanilam.
So Hagola does not work. So Hagola does not work at all. Why? Why doesn't it work? The nishaboy gam acharkach reichoy v'tamay. The flavor and the smell of the whiskey remain in the container, in this barrel, whatever it is, even after you've removed it and washed it out and kashered it with the hagola, it's still going to have that flavor. But this is all talking about that because it sits in the barrels a long period of time. The person has a whiskey cup, which he uses to drink whiskey out of, or he drank whiskey out of. Doesn't stay in the whiskey cup for a long time, so you wash it out. Doesn't smell like whiskey anymore, so that's not a problem. The problem here is because it sits there for a long time. Okay, and in Bishul Oysen, Bishul son hate b'mayim im efer asher salak harech legami. He puts detergents in. Ash being ashing actually has a detergent element in it. If you put water into this, so you have this barrel which was holding whiskey. After that, the whiskey, so is the flavor, etc. No, you add in water, put in the ash, and you boil it up. So you cleans out the flavor, the flavor and the smell totally. The smell is totally gone. Then you can kasher it. So Hagola addresses any absorbed flavor in the kli. But what about the fact there might be some particles of chametz which are stuck in the cracks and crevices? So we're talking about such a kli, which the opening, the aperture is large enough that you can stick your hand in and clean everything out well. So then we can say, fine, you can clean it well and then kosher. Our main opinion is that if you can't get your hands in, lamahani, that doesn't work. Because you have to assume there's some be'en in there somewhere. I feel in mivasho be'efer come upon me, even if you wash it a few times, but you're talking about there's a real actual chametz, it's not going to solve that. Gam be'inon shakelim iyu nasim mechaticha achas. This heter is assuming that it's one piece. Or they're made out of metal. They're being made out of metal, so there's places of things that get stuck, but it's much smoother than wood. The Masurim and Asurim is made out of harbe, made out of many planks of wood, which is how you make a barrel. Kekelim Shalom, like the way we make barrels. The Hagola will not work because you have to afraid there's something stuck in the cracks between the pieces of wood. It's possible you can get out all of the dirt. Which is between the boards. And in that Zuma is like the repulsive dirt which is there. There's going to be some chametz in there. If they didn't kasher and you put it in there, yayin, it's not going to be yosur. In Nosabahan, Rosho Shomei Slays, the Kiddush over here said it stayed in there. So you have this barrel which was used for beer, you empty it out, and you wash it out. Well, they didn't do Hagolah. And then he puts chametz liquid in there. Excuse me, he puts Pesach liquid in there. And he wants to use that liquid on Pesach. So the Moshe says, "B'diavad, you can drink from it on Pesach." Okay. V'yayin adavash kufcha peis. I am going to run with chakyak of the yeshchilik ben yayin lit l'dvash. There's a difference between wine and honey. Even if it's been less than 24 hours since the beer was in there, and you put the yayin in, God came with the b'diavad. The shecher b'yayin is the time of gamu. So I got that around. The flavor from beer into wine is not a good flavor. Okay, that's if it's talking about a case of yayin. That the shecher goes into the yayin is just the time of gam. With the medvash, however, putting shecher together with med It's only considered in time of gam. It's been if it's been a time lapse of 24 hours because flavor of shecher into honey, the beer into honey is not so bad apparently. Add it backwards. So it's in 24 hours. Now it's not a binyamah. He put it into the Ben Yarmah and then it sat there for 24 hours. In case with the Ben Yarmah, it's a nice time lishwach, so it's definitely going to ask her. Even the case of the Rash, it's going to be mutter. Even if you're putting into a kli which says ben yom, so how is that going to be? Look, it's not in time lishvach. The answer is simple: that we had this idea before that kavush takes 24 hours. So it's like there's no interaction as far as we're concerned halachically between the blias of the pot and the food for the first 24 hours. By the time there's an interaction, and now it's considered like kavushkim v'bushel, and it starts absorbing flavor into the walls, by that point in time, the flavor is 24 hours. So the flavor is pogam already. So it's a halachic impossibility to get me to have a situation where you're going to tell me that it's going to be a problem because it's a ben yomri through the process of kavushkim v'bushel, which takes more than 24 hours to get there, but then finish it, but then it won't be a ben yomri anymore. You don't say since the process started, it's good. That's enough to take away the gam. We don't say that. So these are chronim say that after
since the what process?
You put the item the into the chabas, which is now getting the flavor. The kavush lo nikri ela ad acher sheshom meisleis. It's only kavush after set up for 24 hours. Was nasa bliyah shemasecha kli. The time by the time that happens, the flavors in the walls are pogum. And what's the bidi abed? So there's not going to ask for the food. Without the b'chol gavni hit the zeshel the abed eno ela kisheiru hayayin v'drash min achavus kerem apesach masasecha kli pesach. It sat in this container for a few days before Pesach came around. Already, you're ready to put into something else. The kind of pesach at nois in time of gam mutter, because even though we hold the chametz during pesach, this is time of gam is aser, but so much before pesach, this is time of gam is mutter. Once it's mutter, once it's over there, we don't say it's chazim in here. So that'll be a solution beforehand. If they're still in that container on Pesach, oh, Osir, the Medina say no, again lesser, no, it's a time of gam, the Pesach, because they have a simon tough from Zion, Sif Yud Bahago. So, Chavra held us a time of gam, Zutur and Pesach. We, Ashkenazim, hold it, it's Osir. So, does it help me? This is the case of Nosin Tamiv Gam, it's Osir and Pesach. The answer is if it's bottle before Pesach, based on the Sintam of Gam, so it's bottle. It's called Pesach, it remains mutter. But if on Pesach itself, it's getting a tam pogum from the Chometz, that's also. So it's sitting in this container going at the Pesach, it's getting the tam pogum from on Pesach, that's a problem. I'm sure Yaim Rechabin Drash Rechabin that Shiptek Abezer is also because the person in the Soche Dover Chorev Kechemetz. You put something sharp in there. The equivalent of like chametz vinegar. Feel the hoya ben yarmer zoser. The agav churfa mashi le lishar. We say there's an idea that the benesin tamliv gam, but it doesn't apply to dover chorif. Dover chorif sharpens up everything which is there and makes it not a benesin tamliv gam, but a benesin tamliv shvav. So he's telling me that chametz meets the criteria. It's a dover chorif, and therefore it's a shulchan aruch actually over there in Yerodeya. Therefore, it's going to refresh any ben yarmer, any ben yarmer. If the ben yarmer is also the agav churfa, the mashal of the shvav, the sharpness of the
filu lo haya ben yarmer,
filu lo haya ben yarmer is still also. So the sharpness of the dover chorif refreshes the flavor, which then makes it like it's a brand new flavor. Let's give a price. Another din. A kli hoya miyayin, sort of. Oser b'diavad afilo enor ben yarmer. Then in a roya shenas in tam b'shvachu. What's it going on? Sort of. I'm not sure what the case is. Hoya miyain, sort of. Oh, somebody had filled the hoya in a vinyarmo. The inner rosh hit the tamil shrachel. That means the kli was used for yain, sort of. It was a kli which is used for yain serve, and they didn't do this process, and then you stuck chametz in there. That chametz is going to be yasser. Okay, I think so. I feel the inner roya shehinu since on the shach, even though it sat there for more than 24 hours, we see that it doesn't lose it. It gets a better flavor, a stronger flavor. Doesn't give a bad flavor. Whiskey. It's not a ben yarmer. You cash it, it's still everything's going to be awesome.
What case?
A case where you had yain syrup in it and you cash it out. Even though it wasn't a ben yarmer, you see the flavor still remains there. It doesn't smell like yain syrup. If you did it and then you put food in it, then food's not going to become aser. But you can't keep it there that any longer in that chametz. On Pesach. You have to wash it well. There's no concern of actual chametz. Show you a pesh, a lechavis, a cheris. The opening of the chavis of cheris was rachav of the malo. It was large enough. He was able to put his hand in the nicker. Hetev b'tzedel, you can clean out on the sides, Ubshalah on the bottom. There's no sediments of this beer which is made out of barley, which is Chomach Mamish. There's no sediment left on the body. You got it all out. That's what Klishal Cheris. Chomachel eats Kishaposa Khashalaim and Ikir Hate. The only way we matter is if they went down there and Taka open up the bottom of the kli and clean out around that area. Okay, so.